This is St. Louis Public Radio. The country has been steeped in a debate over the role of police in Black communities for most of the summer, but for a group of young people who are part of a junior police academy, they can see the arguments from both sides. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney spoke with three Black teenagers from St. Louis about how the training has shaped their view of both law enforcement and protests.
Saria Lawrence really wants to be a police officer. Her mother, however, is a little less sure about the career choice.
My mom, she's pretty nervous.
The 17-year-old from Jennings is in two different junior law enforcement training programs. This summer, with the national reckoning over police brutality toward Black people, Saria's friends and family have been questioning her choice even more.
They'll say, well, the police really don't help, or they don't do their job. It has made me second guess, but I still want to because it's my life.
Saria and other kids in the Jennings High School Law Enforcement Careers Program know there are good people on the police force. They say the ones who run their training are good people who are involved in the school. 17-year-old Carl Moore Jr. got to know some of the Jennings School resource officers because they came to his basketball games. He was drawn to the program for the physical training aspects, but now he better understands the training cadets go through.
Knowing what goes on behind the scenes and what officers are really taught or and before they come out and to be a real officer in the academy, so that's kind of cool to see all the different gadgets and things they use and different tests they got to go through.
He's disappointed he didn't get to try the obstacle course before the pandemic canceled the program in the spring. But through the program, the students learned police officers should know better than to use dangerous restraints on suspects. The teens say officers should not be so quick to pull weapons on citizens who aren't threatening. Maybe some should be retrained, they say. The teens say that while they're close with their school resource officers, overall, the trust is missing outside of school. Jeremiah Williams, also a 17-year-old from Jennings, got into the law enforcement program for the leadership training. He says there should be more honest conversations between law enforcement officers and neighbors.
Just talk about the things that the police do that upset us, and the police can talk about things that we do that upset them. And, you know, it probably will be lots of disagreements. And I think that's what it has to take, you know, for us to trust the police and for the police to trust us.
Because until that happens, Jeremiah says there will be officers who see him only as a stereotypical young Black man.
We do have deep down inside of us that fear of, you know, if this police is like, you know, bad or not, if, you know, they're willing to, you know, take our lives and stuff like that, you know. It's been so many times where we've seen the videos where people were cooperating and they just, you know, decide to beat people. They decide to kill people.
The videos are hard for Saria to watch, and that's why she says there needs to be more compassionate officers on the streets. That's the kind of officer she wants to be.
I want to be the police officer that everybody could call on. Like, if somebody is having a problem, when they call dispatch, they could say, oh, I want Miss Lawrence there. No other cop, you know?
Jeremiah and Carl aren't sure if being a police officer is the career for them, but Saria says it's how she wants to make a difference.
If we want change in the world, why don't we become the change? Why don't we go in the police force and show them how they're supposed to treat us?
And that's the same answer she'll give when someone questions why she wants to join the police force. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.